Hi, Adam Peacock here, host of the Peacock Politics podcast. In the newest series, I grill politicians like Bob Carr and Ed Husic and a range of experts about how the political system really works, from how they manage a crisis to how they fight for Australia's needs worldwide and what really goes on behind closed doors in Canberra. Now's the time to listen. Search Peacock Politics podcast, listen for free and download the new Podcast One Australia app.
Podcast One.
For breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
Fresh mood in the morning and all day.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Senior Sergeant Daniel Strawn with us today. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo. How are you?
I'm good. Now, school holidays obviously on at the moment. There's been a few burglaries, but mainly side door related. So a bit of a reminder for the community out there to lock up.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Unfortunately, we've had a bit of an increase in burglaries and even attempted burglaries. And unfortunately, the common denominator is, and most of the time, the youth are getting in through unlocked side doors, rear doors. So I just ask everyone, even if you're home, please lock your doors, because it doesn't take much. It's, you know, 15 seconds, kids are in and out, and then, you know, that 15 seconds, they've got your wallet or your phone, and you spend the next few days having to cancel all your bank cards. So please, just if you can lock your house, please lock it. And Pablo, if I can, I'll just put a shout out to everyone in the community. If you're worried about the security of your house and you don't think it's up to scratch, or you're looking for extra advice as to how they could improve their security, mm-hmm. Ring us at the police station. I'll send someone around there within a day or two. We'll do a free security appraisal, and it might just help that person be a little bit more secure in their own home.
Yeah, exactly, because it might just be fresh eyes, and, you know, obviously you guys are the experts. You'll know sort of what does and what doesn't work. And sometimes, you know, when we see the same, you know, when you're coming home every day, you kind of don't pick up those little things that are, you know, burglars and would-be burglars would.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Now, bikes. There's a new website where people can actually register their bikes, because that's one of the most common things stolen here in town.
Unfortunately, again, it is, and we probably let ourselves down and get a little bit complacent. And a lot of the bikes have been stolen from front verandas or front yards, and they're not locked up. So it's just, I guess it's like a red flag to a bull. You know, a kid's going to see a bike and it's gone within 10 seconds. And very much like other areas in the Pilbara, these bikes get stripped pretty quick or repainted, and they're very hard to recover. Mm-hmm. However, WA Police has a new website. It's called, we sponsor a new website, BikeLink, and that's BikeLinc.com.au, where you can actually register your bike on there. It's free. You can submit pictures of your bike with your serial numbers. So that way, if we recover a bike, and we get anywhere between 15 and 30 bikes handed into us every month, and we quickly go on the website and just mm-hmm. check the serial numbers. So it's just another way where we can get these bikes, because, as you know, some of these bikes are worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
In some occasions, or instances, it's the person's only way of transport around town. So if you can lock up your bike, please lock it up. If not, then, you know, next time you go out there, and it may not be there, especially with school holidays at the moment, where the kids have been a little bit active.
Now, just a reminder as well, City of Karratha and Safer Communities Partnership, they've got some great programs at the moment where you can get some discounted bike locks, and also for mopeds and boats and things like that, and also the security scheme at the moment, you can get some lights and everything as well for your house. So check that out. Of course, it is our local police alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside operate North West Shelf projects. Members of the Safer Communities Partnership project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Senior Sergeant Daniel Strawn, we'll chat next week.
Thank you, Pablo.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Hello, Gary Megan here. If you're a foodie like me, where food makes your world go round, then you need to listen to my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Listen for free on podcastoneaustralia.com.au or download the new app.
Podcast One.